you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday. It's Prime Life Times in Review, August 21st. I think we all made it through the storm. There were, funnel clouds and
some damage.
Tornado sightings. Mm-hmm. And even Calvin was planning on coming in. He said, oh, damage in my backyard.
Yesterday.
The tent blew
mm-hmm.
over. And other people had their woes. But we did get some rain. I know people are appreciating we're finally getting some rain and such. But oh, it's Wednesday, Prime Life Times in Review. We have a special guest, and we're giving out a sneak preview.
I have never allowed this before
because
today.
The children's choir will be starting up in 2 weeks and 1 day, and we thought, what better timing than to have Dee come in early and read her story that'll be in the September edition. So we don't ever do this.
No, we don't. It hasn't been printed yet, but we're working on the proof and so forth.
Yeah, so we'll introduce Dee in just a moment, but I want to point out a couple things because tomorrow there's open auditions for the Good News production that's going to be happening at Jason's Church in October at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. But the open auditions, they're looking for a variety of cast members. They have a number of people that are going to do it again that did it this last year. But they're looking for Adam and Eve and Joseph and Mary. I think they're looking for a Moses, a couple children to have various roles. And I think Martha and a couple other people for their Good News production. And so tomorrow, Thursday, August 22nd, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library, rooms 215 and 222. So on the second floor, go in there and you'll see a bunch of people excited to share about the Good News production that's going to happen in October. And then if you can't make it tomorrow between 4 and 7 p.m. to the Champaign Public Library, 200 West Green Street. There's another chance on Saturday, this Saturday, August 24th, between 12 and 6 p.m. So you have about 6 hours to get over there and do a little audition. They'll give you a couple scripts and talk about it. Hey, Dee, maybe you'll be a part of the Good News production. You know, you can fit in one more thing.
Sure.
Can I volunteer for you to do that?
Sure.
So if you want to know more about the open auditions tomorrow and Saturday, you can call 217-407-3022, 217-407-3022, and the production will happen that first week in October at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. It's basically a biblical overview of the Bible and the characters and the message of salvation. And they did a little skit this past Sunday, and the Satan is the one that did Satan last year, and he really does a good job. He gets in the character role, and
he does a good job as an actor.
Yeah, as an actor trying to tempt Jesus, and yet there's a powerful Jesus that addresses Satan, and that's really a good drama. So if you're interested in being a part of it, call 217-407-3022 or stop by the Champaign Public Library tomorrow between 4 and 7 p.m. or Saturday 12 to 6 p.m. And then this Friday, the Allen Quartet is going to be in East Lynn, Illinois for a concert, 6 p.m., Southern Gospel. And they have another notable group. I can't remember. They're like nationally known. Mm. I don't have my notes in front of me. But last week we had Keith Allen share. And he's the father. It's his three sons sing with him. I think if you get there between 5 and 6, they're going to have hot dogs and refreshments
that
for all.
That sounds good.
And then 6 p.m., they'll open up the evening. So that's in East Lynn. Get in downtown East Lynn, and you can't miss it. Look for the big cross. It's in the park. It's a free concert, and it's this Friday night, August 23rd. So I plan to be there with Holly and Esther, and we're going to hand out some Prime Life Times papers if we can find some.
I know.
Good luck. Yeah, I got to find
They're gone fast.
Yeah, it's been a great month. Well, Dee, you're the children's director, the choir director, and we're going to be launching in 2 weeks and 1 day on September 5th, Thursday night, 5:10. Of course, if you're new to the choir, we try to get you in early to do a little scale reading and just so we can gain an understanding of where you're at, if you're a total beginner or if you have some background. So come a little before 5 o'clock. But you can sign up for the Children's Choir at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And under the About tab, you'll see Children's Choir. And then there's a little link and a WooFoo form that you can fill out and get involved and be a part of it. But that starts in a couple weeks. And that was the catalyst for this story that'll be in our September edition of the Prime Life Times, right?
Yes, yes, it was.
Middle C and Do Re Mi?
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! Hey, read it for us.
All right. We said that at the same time.
All right. We think alike, isn't that
good? There you go.
Middle C and Do Re Mi. In the kids' choirs I've been involved with over the years, we taught that middle C stays the same forever and always. Mm. But Do Re Mi can move up or down and all around, anywhere. Are today's kids' choirs like middle C, always the same, or more like Do Re Mi, going places and moving around? The answer is both.
Yeah, and that moving around, we've seen a lot of moving around as the children get here, sometimes like 26, and it's really been a diverse group. I can't wait to see who God raises up this year.
It is exciting. Mm-hmm. In the past, we learned to read music, training our ears and voices while having fun. So what's different today? Well, for one thing, pizza. Mm-hmm. The Great News Radio Children's Choir starts out with lots of laughter, pizza, carrot sticks, fruit, and fellowship.
Yeah, carrot sticks. Yeah. Downer.
Holly brings that in. So a number of the Chinese children, their parents are like, is there going to be some good vegetables in this nut? Yeah, and we said, yep, we offer that too, and apple slices and other things.
And after all that good stuff, we sing. The mission of the multicultural Great News Radio Children's Choir is to sing, sing well, and sing to bring joy to others. Just this past year, after we were practiced up and ready, we sang before the Harlem Globetrotter game, at the University of Illinois Youth Literature Festival, the WCIA Channel 3 Home and Garden Expo, and at two shopping malls. Singing well for a multitude of people, bringing them joy. Our skills were the same, just like middle C. But we did a lot of moving around, just like Do Re Mi.
Mm-hmm. And those were great occasions. We had good turnouts at the various gatherings and events. And we also sang at that fundraiser for the orphans. That was a special one where you did two kind of different concerts, and there was a banquet meal and such.
That was nice.
So children got a lot of exposure and developed and grew and meshed well together. And it was
exciting. One of our choir kids gave her testimony to the other people that were gathered there. Not out in the audience, but with the group that before we went on, and it was fabulous. Mm-hmm. Lots of tears.
Yeah.
Seeing the joy in the children's faces as the language of music begins to make sense, and then watching those same faces as they share their gift, recently honed and polished, is a joy. The same today as it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The love of music, and especially of singing, instilled at an early age can result in a lifetime of singing. I recently had the sweetest privilege of holding, feeding, playing, and singing with two precious little girls, twins born prematurely just 6 months ago. They spent the first weeks of their lives in the NICU, but they are now enjoying all the love that home has to offer.
Now, those of us that aren't familiar with these technical terms or hospital wording...
Dee was the nurse administrator.
NICU, they're all capitalized. What
neonatal intensive care unit. Nurse administrators apparently say NICU.
Or people who have had their children there for weeks.
Oh, I'm sure.
As I held them and listened to their wonderful gurgles and noises, I imagined those sounds growing into speech and then singing, maybe even with a children's choir in their futures. Mm. I love to hear children singing and can't wait to hear those two. On the other end of the time music continuum, I listened to an 88-year-old man in a choir we were in, beautifully singing, "The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows." Later, I stood next to another octogenarian, a lady who sang her heart out in the choir and in the Sweet Adelines. She was the oldest person in both groups, but also the most enthusiastic and the shortest. This 4-foot-10-inch bundle of energy showed up all of us younger singers, and that was everyone. And it all started in our childhoods. Watching children grow in a choir program is just as joyful an experience as listening to them sing. The little boy dressed up in a pint-sized sport coat and tie because he loved choir. Those youngsters who grew up loving music then brought their children to the same choir years later. The young boy who couldn't stop talking and became a preacher.
Yep, I didn't become a preacher, but I preach at people sometimes.
Oh, you were one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm being real quiet now. I think a lot of preachers I know, and I bet that's just how they work.
So many faces from the past, and each year a new group. The Great News Radio Children's Choir year is starting up again, and we invite children to join us. Children can sign up at any time. For more information and registration details, go to the About link at greatnewsradio.org or call 217-367-7777. That's the About link at greatnewsradio.org or call 217-367-7777.
And we'll be starting up in 2 weeks and 1 day, so September 5th. And it's open to all children, basically, at this point, from 7 years old to about 12.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, like second through about sixth grade?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a great group. We can't wait to see the opportunities God has. Mm-hmm. Now we return back to the story.
Yes, we will have just as much fun in this choir. We will always have middle C and do, re, mi. But we have so many more things. Such as the Harlem Globetrotters and pizza.
Mm-hmm. Dee Chesser is currently the director, was the co-director with two others. But I will point out that Lou Welch, married to Ken Welch, her claim to fame, or his claim to fame.
Thank you.
Yes. She's going to be joining us, and she's very accomplished. I think 2 masters in music or choral performance, and she's going to be playing at some of the events. And then when she's available to be a part of the rehearsal, we could probably still use somebody that plays the piano that we can always count on being a part of things each and every Thursday night. And the pizza that was referenced to, we're going to offer that again. If the children will sign up in advance and let us know, like a few days out, they'll be there at 4:45. We'll have pizza to serve and some
and
other snacks
sticks.
And carrot sticks and apple slices and some other things. So.
Pizza draws me in. I'm thinking about going back and taking a night class. Could I come for the pizza as a student?
Right. Sure.
Yeah. So, and we ask for a couple dollar donation. It usually costs us about $4 a person. If they pay half, we'll cover the other half. So that's always great. And that's going to be launching on September 5th. So we're excited about that. If you have children or know of children or grandchildren or neighbor kids, the more the merrier. We'll figure it all out. And if you're somebody that has a real heart for children and children's ministry, Dee usually gives a little devotional thought, a little Bible study or prayer time. But we like to warm up the children, get them used to understanding, you know, keys and pitch and some other lessons, and then sing beautifully. It's our goal to pull out that voice and that God-given voice that He's instilled in everyone. Even though some maybe feel like they've never sang before, don't know how, don't limit them from coming, because we'll do our best to train them up. And
I always taught the children one of the very first things when they come in. There is no such thing as a person who cannot sing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one time we were sharing that with the singing men, too. It's the same, because many times we invite men to the singing men, which they've recently launched their series of rehearsals. And so we're meeting on Monday nights. But guys will always say, well, I can't sing.
Right,
or you should hear me sing. And But it's just because they haven't been trained.
Yeah,
they
never used that voice that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. God's given us all a voice, and we can use it to His glory. So, but it was so exciting last year. We had such great variety and diversity. And so that was just a wonderful plus that God uses all these children to represent His kingdom. Children from China and Russia or
Belarus.
And some other countries. Yes. And it was just great that they all gathered together. And I hope that happens again this year, just have that diversity. And so, again, if you have a child that's interested in singing or just maybe testing it out, we'll launch, again, our children's choir on September 5th. It's a Thursday night. We usually sing from 5:10 to 6:30, so it's about an hour and a half. But if they're new and they haven't signed up before, we'd like them to come a little early, maybe at 5 o'clock or 4:45. And you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, under the About tab, and you'll see a link that says Children's Choir. Click on that, and then there's a little form to fill out, so we have your information. And we have parents that assist us, so if the children have to go to the bathroom or whatever, we escort them. They're never left alone. Mm-hmm. We check them all in, and then we supervise them while they're here at the Great News Radio Center. Yeah, that's where we're meeting, at Lincoln Square, in case you're wondering. Now, where do they meet? It's on Thursdays, beginning September 5th. 5:10 is the official start of the rehearsals, and 6:30 you can come and pick up the children. You can drop them off here. And it's right in Unit 112, right across from the big chalkboard. In fact, I see some children walking through now. We have posters hung up, and you can find out more, again, at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Right across from the ping pong table.
On behalf of everybody, I want to thank you, Mark, for having this idea of a children's choir. I mean, that was your idea. It just came to you. And Dee, thank you for being such a fabulous director. These kids love you. We love you. I love you.
They call you Grandma D.
Of course they do.
In fact, I don't know if I ever shared this story, but when we concluded last year, we had a special potluck. Mm-hmm. The parents brought in different foods, and we had cake and a little celebration, and everyone
were having
had
a good time, aren't you?
Yes.
But
yeah.
What was really unique is D singled out each and every child that was comfortable, and I think they all accepted it, but she prayed over each child, and not just these generic, flowery, God, watch over everyone, had something very specific or individual for each of the children,
so they knew
and put their hands on them, recognized each and every one, but it moved. Many of the parents were not believers, or especially the Chinese parents that had their children involved. They had their phones out, and they were taping this whole thing, like marveling on what's going on. And I'm assuming most of them understand what prayer is, but not maybe as we pray and feel like we're connecting with God and God's hearing us. And I told Dee afterwards, because I saw the impact on some of their faces. They were like marveling, and they were recording it. And I said, who knows, Dee, that this whole choir wasn't about some of these parents taking back these videos, sharing them with other people, saying, this is what they were doing in America in this choir. They were praying. Listen to these words and how some of those parents might share that with others, with family members. This is so maybe novel to them or like interesting, but it was a sincere prayer asking God to be at work in these children's lives. And so I think there was like three or four different parents videoing this whole thing. And so I told Dee, you just never know how God works, the layers that He works. We think it's all about this or putting the song in the children's hearts. And yes, God is all about that, and that is important. But who knows the impact or the influence that it's having in these parents as they return home, and maybe that child sings that song again and they look at that video and share it. And you just never know how God does these things.
God does many things at once.
I didn't realize at the end of the year that so many of the children would be returning to China. In fact, the majority of the Chinese children went back to China. And that the way I found out about it was one of the dearest boys came up to me with a little gift, hugged me, and said, Grandma D, I love you. I will never forget you.
Oh.
And it broke my heart. I started to cry, but at the same time, I knew he wasn't talking about Grandma D, I will never forget you. He was talking about what was said and what was done.
I suppose.
And so it's God that he will never forget. Mm. That influence in his life that came through you, through me, through Marianne, through everybody involved in this station and the choir. And it's not what we do. It's what the Holy Spirit does.
Oh, amen.
And he was so obviously working in all of us and especially them all year long.
Yeah, wow. It was neat to see them develop and grow and learn to sing.
Yes.
And, you know, once in a while we'd have Beamer show up, so all the girls, you'd have six or eight girls climbing on them. It was a lot of fun.
That's funny.
And the pizza time, the dinner time.
Yes.
Like I'd say half or a third of the children would always show up early and have the dinner. So there's good fellowship. And then you had that little play. What was that? Not a play. What would you call it?
It was a mini musical.
Musical. That's what it was.
We reached way back into the VeggieTales and did the Daniel music and just a few of the lines. And the kids loved it. Especially the part with the lions.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned VeggieTales because Doug Peterson, who wrote many of those, has written for our paper, and his son Jason is going to be in the September issue.
Front page, right?
Yeah. Jason
good
Peterson
story.
With you. And, of course, Maggie Doherty Roberts is in there many times. And I think that these precious twins, premature twins, are her grandchildren.
Those are Maggie's
that
grandchildren.
That you mentioned.
Ah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Doing well now.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be exciting to launch it again. I know the children were working to have them sing again with the Singing Men of GNN at our Christmas concerts. I know for sure Marketplace Mall in mid-December is a done deal. We haven't been able to connect with the Danville Mall yet to see if we'll be doing another concert over there. New management, and it's hard to get phone calls through, and nobody's answering. But we'll have at least one Christmas concert with the children and the Singing Men of GNN.
Oh, good.
And whatever other occasions. I'll probably not try to work you too hard this time, Dee. You were jumping 1 week to the next concert, to this thing, to the Children's Festival.
I don't believe that for one minute.
Yeah, we'll keep expanding and share these children. And I'm hoping the Singing Men this past Monday night, we were talking about upcoming national anthem presentations for the women's volleyball. And we're trying to figure that through, and maybe we'll have the children ready for their first national anthem. Yeah, I think the national anthem for a women's volleyball match at Huff Gym would be a really fun thing to do.
Yes.
So they're scheduling that out.
The national anthem is kind of hard to learn. So
I was surprised, though, when we sang it last year in choir, almost all of them know it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is
they're
great.
They're making progress. So I think they're going to be able to do that.
Hard to sing.
That'd be great if they could be at the volleyball game.
And we do have the shirts again, so we'll see if we can offer them. And I can work with Martin OneSource to underwrite some of those costs to have the red and green shirts for all the children. And we'll see how God puts it together. We've been praying it up. Our board member, Peggy Meyer, has been a part of helping with some oversight. So she's praying it up, and some of our other team members.
Yes.
And Lou Welch coming on board. It'll be fun to share her gifts with the children. And we'll see who else God raises up. We would love to have another piano accompanist each and every Thursday night. And if you're really skilled at teaching music, Dee could probably have some assistance as a co-director or helper, and we'll see how God raises up this next generation of children to sing and declare his glory like the Singing Men of GNN.
It was interesting to start out last year as one of three people. That's the reason I agreed to do it.
Yes.
Is that how you got in?
Since I am retired and getting really old.
Yeah, nobody believes that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But that was wonderful. But, of course, the gals left it for very legitimate reasons, especially that one that had the baby.
There you go.
So, all right, everyone. We'll find out more about the Great News Radio Children's Choir at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and look under the About tab. You'll see Children's Choir, and just click on that, and all the information's there. But we'll begin in 2 weeks and one day on September 5th. Hey, was it Dee's birthday today?
September 5th. Is her birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's the first
the
night.
Beginning
oh,
of
yeah.
The choir.
Okay. I knew I wrote down the September 5th
we've
and circled
that,
it.
We've had that word floating in the air here.
You come that first rehearsal, there'll be cupcakes or cake or something. All right, everyone.
This has not been the Prime Life Times in Review. It's been Prime Life Times preview.
preview
of September.
Oh, that's right. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesler with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
We are the children.